Welcome to Higgins Talks Back, your new Crumble Radio broadcast, brought to you by your favourite human being, Krusty Higgins. It's time for you to learn about current affairs and be delighted by local entertainment. So turn your volume up and stop whatever mindless task you are doing. That means you too, Mrs. Feist. I can see you across the street beat the young paper boy. Oh yeah, I'm watching you all right. Put down your axe and sit on your fat ass. And can you make sure the lad does it as well when his ears stop bleeding, of course? I reckon this broadcast is something you'll both enjoy. Now let's go to the news. Election fever has struck Crumble as the town winds its way up to the mayorship vote. So far, the fever has rendered three people unconscious, with one reported fatality. Dr. Goldstein is warning local folk not to get too overexcited and lick all the pretty bunting and posters hanging about town so you don't accidentally catch this ruthless disease. Remember, it's not food, it's posters. In other election news, the four mayor candidates have been officially announced in the Crumble Bulletin. This year, Mr. Monopoly, Murder Matt, Edwina Packard and Alex Alexson Senior Senior will be facing each other off in the traditional battle to the death. Oh, hang on, sorry. A pathetic, fightless debate where everyone sings songs, holds hands, and gets bored. Overlord political commentator C3217 joins us now to discuss who Overlord Command expects to take home this year's unprecedented, and some might say unnecessary, electoral event. C3217, thanks for joining me.
It is your privilege for me to be here.
So let's talk shop, eh? Who do you reckon's gonna take home the prize?
Overlord Command's official stance on the fleshy human elections is that no one is worthy of the title, and you should all kill yourselves to make this quicker. However, off the record, if this unit had to put its figurative skin bag human money on an appropriate mayor, it would choose Mr. Monopoly.
Oh yeah, and why is that, eh?
Mr. Monopoly has shown competence in finance and strategy. Two things skinbags are known to be truly awful at, though, ultimately, your votes mean nothing and your lives are essentially meaningless. Regardless of who is mayor, your weak, squishy leader may as well be good at something intelligent.
Well, thank you, C3217. That was very insightful.
You are welcome, futile organic being known as Higgins.
In other news, a series of formal complaints have been laid against Crumble Insurance Company after it failed to offer relief for townsfolk whose homes were destroyed in the April 25 angry mob event. An official spokesperson from CIC issued a statement yesterday afternoon saying that his organisation would not be releasing funds as the mass destruction of property from the aforementioned evening of violence was not covered under the terms and conditions. Apparently, because we blew up, chopped down and stormed through our own ovals, we were not insured. Said official spokesperson mysteriously went missing later that evening, and the Crumble Town Council was appealing for any information as to his whereabouts. Meanwhile, if you need funding or supplies to rebuild your home, the council is recommending that you pull planks of wood off the missing person's house, as he is, and I directly quote here, unlikely to be using it again. Finally, over at the 1 acre wall, attacks from the Western Forest have been reported as minimal this month. In the past 30 days, there's only been a total of 12 human or almost human casualties, compared with 26 the month prior and 20 the month prior to that. That's nice, isn't it? Roll at a bit less risk of impending floral doom. Lovely. Excuse me, I've sicked up a bit. Let's go to sport.
The pipeline.
Gustav Elliott Prune.
Some local lads kicked a ball around today and are officially calling it a new sport. Ball kick sport, as it's now known, involves a complex rules system with three sets of goalposts, two balls, and players armed with machetes and spiked shields. So far there are only two official teams, the West End Warriors and the Looney Moonies, and the only ball kick sport game played so far resulted in a draw due to mass injuries. Ball kick sport officials are calling on more of the Crumble townsfolk to join in this new hobby, or at least to donate some money so that they can afford better equipment, cleaner uniforms, and some sharper machetes. I'll present more on this as it develops. Now to the weather. I said, now to the weather. Mary, the... Where's me weather button? Mary, I've lost me weather button. Where do you know where I put it? What do you mean it's on me desk? I'm looking at me desk right now. I don't see the weather button. We're on the right-hand side. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mary, I found it. Yeah, you're right. It was in front of me face all the time.
Of course I'm going.
Right. It was pretty dull this morning, but let me take a look outside and I'll see if anything's changed. Still quite thick cloud cover out today, but definitely brightened up a bit. So, must have thinned near the top, eh? Bit like my hair. sorry, just injecting a bit of humour into this. Some quirky fun to keep your days bright, no matter what the weather's doing or how much blood you've lost in the most recent match of bulk export. The Overlord Bureau of Meteorology released data today suggesting it's going to rain later this evening and probably for most of tomorrow. So, plug up those leaks, cracks, and indeed holes, ladies and gentlemen, lest you get burned by the acid in your sleep. My final news story this afternoon, a baby has been born in Crumble that Dr. Goldstein says is one of the most human children he's seen in a long time. The child, whose parents are Steve and Olivia from the local stick centre, was born healthy and happy 2 nights ago. And Goldstein reckons that with a small amount of corrective surgery, he can remove the freakish microarm sticking out the child's middle torso. This will bring his total arms down to the appropriate human amount, 3. Righto, that's the end of the news. Now I've got a great thing to end my show with, and I really suggest you stick around to listen in. However, I do have to read out a few advertisements to please the folks who funded my show. So, bear with me while I get through these. If you need a mayor capable of handling himself and a town, you need Murder Matt's Magnificent Mayor Campaign. Murder Matt's Magnificent Mayor Campaign. Murder Matt is a mayor who can resurrect a town no matter what shape it might be in. Murder Matt. He'll be a mayor so good, your friends will want to murder you for him. The only time I know of anyone ever murdering each other for Murder Matt was when his two wives met, eh? Alright, let me just put the next ad up. Hang on a sec. New stock has arrived at Steve and Olivia's Stick Center. And I'm not just talking about my baby. I'm told that's not currently for sale. Freshly stocked are big sticks, small sticks, sharp sticks, and indeed blunt sticks. Plus, there's a limited time 20% off deal on all synthetic sticks. For anyone who wants to pummel their enemies, but without the allergies. Free drinks at the local pub. I'll repeat, free drinks at the local pub. For anyone who has information on the horrible human being, the criminal, the vandal, and indeed the monster, who has been shitting on the Crumble Pub welcome mat. That's right. Anyone who knows anything about who's been letting loose the dogs of war in front of the pub should talk to Barbs or Hector about getting a free drink in return for your cooperation and information. Alternatively, if you are the disgusting crowd bomber, you are to report to the pub as soon as it is convenient for not just a free drink, but also a significant public beating. Thank you for tuning into this broadcast of Higgins Talks Back. I'd like to finish now with a poem that was sent to me by 17-year-old Janice Butler. This is a rather emotional piece, which I think is a touching way to end my show. It goes a little like this. When I met you, my love, you did entice. What a shame you weren't that nice. Your heart felt warm, not cold as ice. But still you cunt, you weren't that nice. We played love's game, rolled the dice. Even so, you weren't that nice. We bathed each other, you picked me lice. But still, it wasn't that nice. I knew you cheated, thought lies would suffice. Of course I knew deep down, you weren't that nice. I tried to win you back and add some spice, but you were a dick and not that nice. So here we are, you've paid the price. You filthy cunt, I've stabbed you thrice. Ooh. Wasn't that lovely? Brought tears to my heart the first time I read it. Hang on a minute, I've got to dispose of this. Anyway, that's the end of Higginstalk's back. But I will return. Always fucking do. Anyway, stay safe out there, Crumble Folk. I'll see you next time. Don't have to die this week.